coming to you from the mountains and the plains. The only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Altman.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance. And now your hosts, Joe Altman and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to another edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. My name is Max McGuire.
And I'm Joe Altman.
And today, happy Monday, everyone. Joe, did you have a nice warm weekend?
I did have a nice warm weekend. It was kind of nice, actually.
I had a
actually.
Nice warm weekend.
It was warm.
I had a nice warm weekend.
So I saw MJ outside playing, and there was no snow on the ground. I think that maybe there's some fake news going on.
It's all gone. It was gone within an hour. Like, as soon as it got above freezing, it was just all gone. So it looks like nothing happened here, but you can tell with all the houses, they all have little bits of sheetrock on their driveways from where their pipes burst. But so we're all up and running again. It's nice. Thank you for everyone for their thoughts and prayers as we were going through snowpocalypse. Apparently, it actually has a name. It's Winter Storm Uri. So thank you for all that. We are back in the 70s today, so the way it should be. And today is one of those days where it falls under every dog gets its day. Joe, today you get to talk about pedophiles, specifically illegal alien pedophiles, because the Biden administration has canceled a Trump-era program called Operation Talon. Operation Talon was an ICE operation that worked with state and local police to track down illegal alien convicted or suspected sex offenders and to ensure that they were prosecuted and swiftly deported. The Biden administration has canceled that, so it is no longer happening. Ms. Spruiser, go ahead and put up my screen. The GOP is freaking out over it, understandably, because now it means that Americans are just going to have to live amongst illegal alien sex offenders. Tucker did a segment on it where he was pretty forceful earlier in the month before everyone started talking about it.
It's not America last. This is what, and I'll say it again, and I constantly say it, the left represents pedophiles, emphasis, rapists, and closet racists. We already know they're liars, but the evil that they have, and frankly, Max, we keep talking about all the things that they keep doing to hurt and hinder Americans while they give to other people in foreign soils. It is amazing to me that we've been able to keep our composure and not go after them forcefully. It's amazing to me. Now, we are the party of law and order, but yesterday I got on and did a post on Facebook, and I did it on live, and I was basically just talking about the fact that we're at a place right now where law and order doesn't matter. That one of the confusing parts for people that are conservative or law abiding, that follow the rules, follow the law, the thing that we're confused by is that they want to attack people on the right. They want to attack people who have moral character. They want to attack people who are Christians, and let all of these sex offenders and really bad people just kind of wander in. They want to make policies to help foreign countries and give away our tax dollars, right? While pushing down on the American family and inside of our communities and hurting small to medium businesses, right? They want to do all of that, right? But they want us to stay within the confines of law and order. And I just think that we're getting to that place where law and order, if it doesn't mean anything to them, like, we don't have a judicial system anymore. I mean, the Supreme Court showed that yesterday. We don't have it. We don't have law and order in our country anymore. We have a radical ideology that wants to destroy everything the United States stands for. That's all they want. And this is just yet another example. And we're stacking on the back of the American people. We're stacking on the back. Yeah.
Well, what kind of monster in his first month in office decides that his priority should be to shut down a program designed at stopping human trafficking and catching illegal alien sex offenders?
Well, look at
again,
his son.
Mr. Producer,
look at his son.
Put up my screen. Yeah,
look at his son,
screen,
Hunter.
This is the Florida Attorney General is calling on Biden to reinstate Operation Talon because they need the help. And you start asking, why did they do this? Why did Biden do this? Could it be something like this? Oh, no, we can't show you that. We're not allowed to show you that. Could it be something like this? Oh, no, not allowed to show you that. What? Not allowed to insinuate that there's any ulterior motive to stopping ICE from deporting illegal aliens, sex offenders, pedophiles, child molesters, sex traffickers. I mean, this is, he said he was going to exercise discretion, that he was going to make sure that only the worst of the worst got deported. And here, they've suspended a program that was designed to do just that, designed to work with state and local police to target these people, to find out where they were. Because we know they're here, we just don't know where they are. The feds can't do it alone. The feds don't have everyone on the ground to do it. So they were working with state and local police to get these people out of our communities and swiftly deported. Under the Biden administration, they've canceled this. And apparently they're telling all of us that this is just something we're going to have to live with. We're going to have to live with illegal alien sex offenders just living among us. And that's just one of the fees, one of the costs of living in a Democrat woke society. We just have to accept this.
No.
Just like we have to accept illegal alien drunk drivers, we have to accept this too.
Nope. Not going to have it. I'm not going to live with it. They're not getting deported anymore.
They're not getting caught. Well, they are being deported. So if the federal government happens to accidentally stumble over one of these people, yes, they would get deported. Or maybe they just get caught and released again. But they're not actively looking for them. And the question I have for everyone is there any way to square the circle? Joe Biden swore an oath to see that the laws were faithfully executed. Is there any way to square that circle given his decision here to cancel Operation Talon? I can't see it. And I know that we say we're not going to stand for it. But right now, there are ICE agents who a month ago were doing this, and now they're no longer doing it. And they've been ordered to stop. They've been ordered to stop hunting down illegal aliens, sex offenders, pedophiles, child rapists, right? Child molesters, sex traffickers, the worst of the worst, people who prey on the innocent and victimize them. They're no longer being prioritized anymore.
But why should they? Why should they prioritize Americans? They want to punish Americans. I just want everybody to know that they want to punish Americans. That's it. They don't care about you. Yeah, just punish
Americans. That's one way to do it.
Take away our guns. Take away your ability. Take away your ability to actually take care of your family. Take away the ability for you to feed your family. Let's just take that away. And because, by the way, that the bad people, the evil leftist radicals, collect themselves in different areas, because they have infiltrated the election systems, because they are almost like sleeper cells, they're allowing us to destroy everything we stand for as a country. You're allowing it to happen.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it's true. Frankly, Joe, I thought you'd be a little bit more fired up about this.
I am fired up. This is the every dog gets its day.
This is an episode purely about illegal alien child molesters, child sex traffickers.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We have to come up with a plan, and we have to execute against that plan. And one of the things that we've never been really good at is we're really good at screaming and yelling, but we're not good at executing a plan. And so we're working on executing a plan. There are tons of people out there now that are talking about a different platform, a different alternative to the left-wing radicalized technology that's out there. And it's not hard to duplicate. We just need to have the discipline to walk away from the things like Facebook and YouTube and things like that. And we might as well just say it right now. Parler is amongst one of those now as well. They hired a new guy, was an attorney. He doesn't know anything about tech. They got rid of the previous CEO. I cannot believe that I put all of my just belief in a system that or a platform like that and was standing behind Parler only to have them come in and actually get rid of people that are dissenting voices. They got rid of Alex Jones, got rid of Milo. They're just wiping people out. They're doing the same thing. They're censoring and saying it's for the better good. There is no better good when you start censoring people and cutting out tongues. There's no better good. Yeah. You know, the only one that's left now is what? Gab? And the guy from Gab, the CEO of Gab, actually came out and said it. He goes, look, we just got to have a different, they're going to come for Christians next. And they're already started. So we just have to have a new technology platform going that direction. And then we have to start standing up and saying, look, blood will be spilled. And I don't mean that we're going to get to violence, but I mean that we have to start fighting more vigorously against all of this stuff. I mean, this by itself is abhorrent. But yeah. they own the media. Look, I can't even tell you what they've done to me. They have literally attacked me at every corner, and I've just taken it until today. So we're actually doing quite a bit to We have our own PR team now that will actually go out there. I'm going to build up another platform. I'm going to start pushing out media. I'm going to start attacking individual people on the left and on the right, the left publicans or trans publicans, whichever one you want to call them. We're going to start doing exactly what we should have done a long time ago. And that is stand up and set aside the, hey, we don't want to fight. You know, we kind of want to be quiet about this. We're respectful people. I'm going to lay respect at the sideline. I'm done with respect. I'm done with it. Now, I'll check myself every couple days to make sure that I'm not becoming the very thing I'm fighting against. But there are thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not millions of people just like me that are willing to say, look, we've had enough. But I'm not going to get on here and scream and yell anymore. I'm not going to do it. I don't want them to see me coming. And I want them to understand that it's not just me. We got an army of people we're building behind us. And we're going to come after these little Antifa crap bags. And if they're not Antifa and they just happen to be on this communist and socialist environment, we're coming after them too. We're done. This isn't the American way. You want to attack our republic, we're going to attack you back. We're done. Done.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, we're running a fax blast today because this shouldn't be a partisan issue. Whether or not illegal aliens convicted, or not, yeah, some of them are accused, but the majority of them are convicted of sex crimes, crimes against children, human sex trafficking. It should not be a partisan issue of whether or not we want them in the country with us. It shouldn't be Republicans versus Democrats. It's very simple. If you are a Republican or a Democrat who believes that they should be allowed to stay in the country, believe that Joe Biden is doing the right thing in canceling this program, we need to put them on notice. And that's what our Fax Blast today is designed to do, to shame Congress and to demand that they reinstate Operation Talon and force the Biden administration to faithfully continue it. We're in a unique position here where Congress is voting on a reconciliation package in the coming week and a half. They have the mechanism to force Joe Biden to reinstate this program. It's very easy. It's called the power of the purse. The reconciliation package is basically amending the previous appropriations and saying this is what you have to spend the money on. They can add strings to the federal government's budget and say you cannot have this money unless you faithfully execute on Operation Talon. You must reinstate it. That's the power of the purse. That's what the founders designed that power for. Whenever the executive branch goes off the deep end.
Yeah, no, Max, I agree with you. Why don't we just have the states that are red just stop paying into the federal government? Strangle them off completely. Why are we even giving them money? You know that if the states actually didn't give the Fed money, they didn't give the money to the feds at all, it would collapse. It would collapse on itself. And all the federal employees that think that they can actually ruin the republic would go away in every state. And I don't even care. You could say, oh, they can't feed their family. How about the millions of people who can't feed their families right now? That now you basically have to say that you have to live next to an illegal sex offender. How about that? And what does that registry look like when they walk across the border and they've been raping kids in Mexico and they come here and we don't even have the ability to check that? How about drug addicts and drug pushers? How about those? How about terrorists that come across the border? Do we have a little beacon that says, oh, we know they're a terrorist? No, because we don't care about the American people. We don't. So why don't we just stop giving them money? Why don't companies just stop paying taxes? Just stop and see what happens. Let it collapse.
They always would say, well, you need the federal government to come in case of a disaster. Texas experienced a disaster.
They sent 60.
The Texas governor. Yep. They sent 60 total generators to Texas. The governor of Texas, Abbott, he asked for Biden to declare an emergency in all of Texas's counties.
Right.
Joe Biden apparently left off over 100. He wouldn't do it for every county. He only did it for some counties. He only approved 60.
It's
not like 60,000. 60.
We just have to be done. We just have to be done. Why am I the only one standing up? You know, they wrote an article, this little hack woman that owns this thing called The Herald in Colorado, right? Wrote this article
about
me.
Yeah, they went after me too.
Oh, I know, I saw. So, but the whole idea of that article is that this Colorado Herald, which was run by a person named Darcy, right? She doesn't know that I know that I know who she is, right? But they're serving a lawsuit on her now, currently. She's actually dating someone who is a left Republican. Right. Inside of Colorado, a state left Republican leader. And so the rhinos, the people on the establishment are so afraid of me They're so afraid of the fact that I speak my mind and speak truth and stand up for people in the community, and I've got a huge following, huge. And they're like, we gotta stop this guy.
Put it on my screen. Where did they get that picture?
From an article that was written on me on the Business Journal.
Do they own the rights to that picture?
No.
Go after them. Get the Business Journal and go after them.
Yeah, so it's not just that picture. It's the things that they say in this deal. And do you notice something?
If they don't own that picture, you can get them sued.
Well, I plan on it. I own that picture. I actually provided that picture.
You own it?
So I own it. Yeah. But that's not the point. You see how it says right there that nobody actually, and by the way, this is a rag anyway. Nobody ever reads it. but the point is they just sprung it up. Reading it. Oh, read it. Read it.
So here's what it says. Anyone who disagrees with Altman is Antifa, the biggest and baddest of the boogeymen. Joe Altman is not a threat in the sense that he sees himself a threat to the establishment Republicans. Instead, he's an actual threat to politics everywhere.
Yeah.
His grifting scheme for asking for donations to fight the establishment has worn old on the state of Colorado. In fact, all Joe knows is how to sue people who don't agree with him. When we published a piece on FEC's United uninvited dive into El Paso County GOP politics and the legal actions that ensued, Joe sent us a rudely worded email. He didn't like that we exposed his doxing tactics of journalists with which he doesn't agree and lack of fundraising that he purports. He called us Antifa, which is the ever-growing boogeyman that he uses to scare right-wing extremism into Coloradans and scare donations out of them. So that's an email where you said that they were libelous, demanding that they retract. Did they remove the part about me? Where's the part about me? Here's the part about me. Everyone really wants to read this part. Altman's co-host of the Conservative Daily Podcast,
Max McGuire. See that CSND? Hold on. But before you do that, CSND, Colorado Springs Independent, is actually run by people who are Antifa. And they have a little disclaimer at the bottom. That's that Beatle person that says, I used to actually do stuff with the anti-fascist movement. No, you're a terrorist. And you write articles and your entire organization is a bunch of terrorists. You're Antifa terrorists, right? So it's really funny that they say they're not a part of Antifa, yet the connection that they're making with the Colorado Springs Independent is from a terrorist. They're actually bedfellows. How does that make you feel about the establishment Republicans?
Well, I always complain that it's always you who gets the attention, never me. This time I actually got some attention. Yeah. Altman's co-host of the Conservative Daily Podcast, Max McGuire, regularly mocks people of color, like Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on the show. And McGuire is the sole contributor to the website illegalaliencrime.com, which posts arrest data of undocumented Hispanic and Latino immigrants. So first of all, I don't make fun of people of color. I exclusively make fun of Lori Lightfoot because she absolutely looks like Beetlejuice. Absolutely. I will mock her until my dying breath. That woman is a walking joke, both in her policy and her appearance. So I do not mock people of color. I exclusively mock her. So you can retract that. I have exclusively mocked her. You don't get to make it plural. You don't get to do that.
And here's the thing. They want to call me a racist. How in the world do you call me a racist? Because you can just say it?
I forgot this website even existed. This illegal alien crime. We started doing it, stopped. Detailing illegal aliens convicted of crimes.
Right.
When we did this, we didn't target Hispanic or Latino. That's just a lie. We were targeting anyone in the country illegally,
right?
Regardless of their ethnicity or race. Maybe we should start this up again.
I think we should.
Apparently. And they're also saying, this is the part that I go after, which posts. Well, that sounds like it is a current thing, an ongoing thing. And the last post here was in 2017.
I don't even know why we're spending time on it. I mean, people send it to me. Okay. It's like, hey, did you read this?
You always get grief. This is the first time I'm getting some. I'm going to spend a little time picking it apart.
You love it, huh?
Yeah.
But I don't know who the same person is. So they're saying insane. And they said that I was sued by Shamrock Foods, which I was never sued by Shamrock Foods. And I didn't start shuffling restaurants. So it's all this stuff that just kind of goes through this entire, they just lie. But these are operatives. These are people that are what I call left Republicans. These are people on the left that want to stand up and operate as Republicans. That's reality.
Yeah.
And if I'm wrong, then why is it that it always seems that they have no spine and they do nothing but attack their own? Because they're not. They're not Republicans. Oh, it gets even worse, Max. You have
Nibbler's
a guy
never
named,
been accused of being a racist. I've never been. This is the first time anyone's actually accused me of being a racist.
Yeah.
Because I mock people of color. Well, there's a difference. If I mocked people of color because of their color, that would be racism. Just because on this show, and I think it's been exclusively Lori Lightfoot. I mean, we've made fun of, yeah, of George Floyd being a little high, but I mean, those are the only two. And I guess I called you Ray Charles when you came in with black sunglasses on. I guess that counts. I guess I'll have to spread the mockery around a little bit. I'll have to mock some white people. I guess that's what they want. I guess they want me to be like Coke, reverse Coke. They want me to mock a little bit more white instead of Coke, which wants us all to be a little less white.
Oh, you need to put that up. You need to put that up. The Coke deal. Yeah, this is unbelievable. This is what we're dealing with today, people. White people are bad. White people bad. It's not orange man bad anymore. It's white people are bad. Just think about that. They're trying to destroy everything that our country stands for.
Is that it? That's the screen from their training?
This is their training.
Coca-Cola's racism training.
It gets even better. I mean, you can actually see some of the other things that they have.
Here's another one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the U.S. and other Western nations, white people are socialized to feel that they are inherently superior because they are white. Research shows that by age 3 to 4, children understand that it is better to be
white.
Everyone listening to the audio version, the first slide we put up was them teaching their employees to, quote, try to be less white, end quote. I guess
it's unbelievable.
I don't know what they want me to do.
I have to tell you that this is the same thing that I saw in the Middle East and in Africa. This is the same thing. There is no difference to what they're doing right now in the United States than what they did in the Middle East and Africa to divide and conquer people. This is what they did there. This is what they did. And by the way, millions of people in both those environments died. They died because radical people like this were inside of those environments causing havoc. So if you think that this is about white people not doing the right thing, it has nothing to do with it. It's a tool of division. How can we divide and conquer people in the United States, make them weaker? And if that's not true, then please tell me why math, science, English, foreign languages, all the basic necessities of education are being weakened and put social environments on top of it. We are dumbing people down and turning them into a group of social warriors who can't spell, who can't do basic math. But let's forget about that, because that's not important. Nothing to see here, because racist. I'm telling you right now, this is outside influences inside of our country destroying everything we're about. Not because they want to rise us to the level of wokeness across the globe, but because they want to weaken our disposition. They want to weaken the constitution of people in the United States so that they can have their way with us. And if you don't see that, how do you have 1.4 million people, 891,000, that they just had the jobs report, that new applications for unemployment, 891,000, much worse than they thought it would be. Why? Because these crap bags on the left, and that's what they are, they're garbage, they're trash, they're terrorists, they're liars, they're pedophiles, they're rapists, they're closet racists. They are everything that they say everyone else is. Because they want to come out and say, oh, we're woke. And it's like a sleeper cell, Max. It's like a sleeper cell. We are dealing with sleeper cells inside the Republican Party. See, the left can become Republicans and say, oh, I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. They can, I am. I'm a conservative. And they can lie, cheat, and steal because that's their disposition. That's who they are as people. They're sociopathic. Yeah. But Republicans can't. It's really hard for us to get into that mindset where we want to walk into a situation and be deceptive. That is exclusively reserved for the left. Being a trash bag is exclusively reserved for people on the left because they're radical, evil people.
I'm going to say it right here. I want everyone watching the show to boycott Coke. Mr. Producer.
I don't drink Coke.
Go ahead. Put up my screen, Mr. Producer. Boycott Coke. Oh, no. Sorry. Wrong Coke.
That's crack.
Sorry. Wrong.
Meth. Crack? Meth?
Don't you Which boycott one? That kind of Coke, too. But boycott Coca-Cola. Interestingly enough, in the 1940s, Coca-Cola did work with the Soviet Union to produce white Coke, a form of Coca-Cola that had no coloring in it. So very interesting that same company that once produced white Coke is now trying to be less white. I mean, it just kind of all melts together, right? It seems like we're off topic, but it's all the same. It's all the same. It's this idea that if you're an American citizen, and it's not just white people who are affected by Biden's decision to cancel Operation Talon, it's people of all races, colors, creeds, right? When Joe Biden declares that he's going to let child molesters who are in the country illegally stay, and he's not going to go after them, who do you think is most affected by that? Well, I think it affects everyone, but I highly doubt that those illegal alien child molesters are living in the suburbs, are living in rural areas. I mean, some might. I would imagine that many of them live in inner city communities, inner city neighborhoods, where their victims would probably be, according to the left's terminology, black or brown.
Yeah.
So when I make fun of Lori Lightfoot, I'm accused of racism. When Joe Biden declares that he's going to let illegal alien child molesters run free through our inner cities, that's wokeism. I mean, none of it makes sense.
So Kenny asks, if Coke puts vanilla in their drinks, does that mean vanilla Coke is racist? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, it does.
Always.
Yeah. And don't ever paint your walls white. Don't ever do it. I'm telling you, don't paint them white. It's wrong. They have to be black. Black windows. And lights, by the way, that produce light, white light. Oh, that's no longer white light. That's clear light.
You need at least three shades.
Do you understand the ridiculousness that we're facing right now? It's not just bizarro world. They're destroying everything. Everything.
You need three shades on the color swatch away from white in order to not be a racist.
Yeah.
If you are not three shades on that swatch away from white, very, very racist. Very, 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 very racist.
Well, I have to tell you, we've had enough. We'll just stop paying them. The red states don't have to listen to the clown show that's happening right now. We just don't. We don't have to listen. And by the way, you don't have to follow law and order. It makes no difference to them. If law and order made a difference to them, they wouldn't let illegals come in pouring in. If law and order made a difference to them, they wouldn't let sex offenders just live next to your kids. If law and order meant anything to them at all, anything at all, Hunter Biden would be in prison. In prison. If law and order meant anything, then Kamala Harris wouldn't have held 9,000 black men in prison longer than their sentences when they could have been released so they could pay them 20 cents an hour because they needed the labor in the California prison system. These are people that literally... They exploit the American people. That's what the left does. They exploit it.
Producer Josh just sent this over to me. I'm asking him if it's true. He says, look it up. So I'm assuming that it's true. This is what it looked like after Coca-Cola sponsored the Olympics in Nazi Germany. Coca-Cola. Drink Coca-Cola in bottles, 5 cents. Swastika little pendant. Apparently that was how they advertised.
Wow.
Haven't looked it up. Producer Josh insists that it's legitimate.
If you don't, and I don't know if it is or not. I don't know if it is. We should probably check that out.
Oh, he says it was a bottle opener. It was a bottle opener.
Okay. If we cared about...
1936 Olympics. I mean, Adolf Hitler was in the stands. Jesse Owens ends up running and winning a gold medal to prove that, you know, the superior Third Reich... or the supposed superior Third Reich existed, and it was all shot out of the water because they were outrun by an American who was just happened to be black, an American hero for doing what he did, and he wouldn't shake his hand. So why don't you go ahead and do a little history lesson, Coke, on who does what sponsorship? I mean, did they just magically make this go away, or is it just... I'm just curious.
Yeah, so Stob74 says, Harris is a direct descendant of the Jamaican slave owner. You're absolutely right. She's a direct descendant of a slave owner. This is what they represent, by the way. And they are muling people along. They are creating division. They are making sure that those people only hear this message of rhetoric. It's indoctrination. Mm-hmm. It's like being in a cult.
Mr. Producer, go ahead, put my screen up again. This is apparently also some of the advertising that Coca-Cola did at the 1936 Berlin Olympics. Anyone who speaks German can probably translate this. I imagine that's basically saying German folks in the Reich drink Coca-Cola. That would be what I would imagine that says. I don't speak German. I know that Volk means folks. Anyone who speaks German, feel free to translate that in the comment section. But yeah, no. Not amazing how when it really mattered, Coca-Cola went all in on being white. But now they want everyone to be less white. At least their employees to be less white.
Be less white. Do you understand that they want people to be less white? They want I don't even know what that means, actually. Be less white. Right?
Well, does it mean they want us to be black?
When I was a kid, they used to call me a reverse Oreo.
That's not very nice.
No, they did. They said I was white on the outside and black on the inside. People used to say it to me all the time. Joe, you ain't white. And I was like, what do you mean I'm not white? Well, you know what I mean. You know, frankly, I want to get to the place where I almost said something that would tell you that I had trouble hanging out with white people when I was younger, and because the environment I was in, because I couldn't trust them, right? And I have a lot of black friends. My family is interracial, right? And so I always felt accepted in that environment as I got older, right? So I'm actually really comfortable around everyone, right? Whites, blacks, Hispanics, it doesn't matter to me. Asian, I don't actually care what race you are. I don't. And everyone that knows me knows that I don't care what race you are, but it doesn't change the fact that when I was a kid, they didn't identify me as white. What does it mean to be white? What does it mean to be white? I don't even know what it means to be white. You. Does that mean that you the people that get tans aren't white?
All I know is it's apparently bad. That's all I know.
I don't get it. I don't get any of it. And people find ways to just accept it, like they buy into it. Remember, by the way, that people were eating Tide Pods a year and a half ago. They were actually eating Tide Pods. They were swallowing them. It was killing them. That was a thing, to swallow a Tide Pod. Did you not think the detergent in that Tide Pod would kill you? This is the type of mentality that they're actually, this is the amount that our gene pool is either deteriorating or we have outside influence. I don't know. Maybe it's all the injections that they're putting in these kids. I don't know. But I do know that I cannot see a more sick environment than what we're facing right now with the radical leftists trying to virtue signal on everything. Everything's offensive. You can't say anything. Every single day you open up the news, this person is offensive. This person's offensive. Oh, this person's bad. This person's bad. Now white people are bad, right? It's not bringing opportunity anywhere. Matter of fact, if you can't see that it's creating bigger divisions inside of our society, I can't help you. But I do know 100% without a doubt, this is something I absolutely know, is that this stuff that you're seeing here, they perfected it over in the Middle East and Africa. And people died as a result of it. This tribalism that they're trying to create, it actually is, by saying that you're against racism, what you're trying to do is divide people. You're trying to divide even people in different races. You're trying to turn black people into either you're a real black person or you're an Uncle Tom. You either support us 100% over here, this radicalism, or you don't deserve to be black. We're going to take away your blackness. Latinos that actually stand up and go, listen, we came from South and Central America. We brought our Catholic roots. We brought our belief in God up here. Our belief in life.
Well, the crazy
go and try to get an abortion down in South America. See how that works out for you.
The crazy thing is, so the Biden administration is reinterpreting asylum rules to allow illegal aliens to claim asylum because they are fleeing human traffickers. They're fleeing sex offenders, right? They're fleeing rapists. They're fleeing organized crime. Once they get here, though, the Biden administration says that if you've committed any of those heinous sex crimes, we're not going to round you all up. We're not going to work with state and local police to find you and kick you out. So it's so strange. I mean, this is supposed to be a great place. The United States of America is supposed to be a place that everyone wants to come to. And I get it why people want to come here. We can't take everyone in. But the fact that we are actively not only importing the very elements that we're basically letting them claim to be fleeing, but also letting them stay once we know they're here,
right,
is absolute insanity.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't understand how anyone could possibly get away with this. I mean, Joe Biden, you listen to the questions that the reporters ask Joe Biden. They ask him about his coffee. They ask him about going on a date. They ask questions about his wife's scrunchie in her hair. This is a real issue. Donald Trump, whatever you think of him, for all his faults, even if you don't like him, he had a program, Operation Talon, going around the country working with local and state police to identify illegal alien convicted sex offenders.
Right.
And to get them out of our communities, out of our country. And that program is no longer happening. Apparently,
but it's okay.
It's racist. I don't know.
It's racist to let bad people just exist in our environment. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to see an underground railroad type environment happening in the United States. It's already happening now, where people are getting together in Faraday-like rooms, having conversations about how do they actually combat what's going on in media? How do we combat what's going on in this leftist ideology? You have guys like me that don't care what you say about me. It does not. I don't care. I got in a huge argument with someone over the weekend that we were going back and forth. And I said, okay, how many people have you employed? How many? Oh, none. That's right. How many businesses have you built? Oh, that's right. None. How many kids have you actually given private school education to that you've actually funded private school education? I've funded dozens of education for private school for kids in impoverished communities to go to private school. How many? Oh, that's right. None. How much of your money do you actually give up to help people in environments that are disadvantaged? That's right. Again, none. So when these people attack me, they attack me in the media. When they attack me, I feed off of it. I feed off of it because I know that that means I'm over the target. And we have to continue to stay over the target. We have to continue to fight this Republican, these left Republicans in the establishment. And all they're doing is firing me up. All they're doing is getting me more and more just determined that they have to go. I mean, just this morning, I was actually going through something with someone on the texting, and we're going back and forth. And I'm like, "You need to run for office." She goes, "I'm much better, you know, in the behind the scenes." And I go, "Nope, you have courage. You stand up. You are exactly what the Republicans need. We have to get rid of these rhinos and establishments, which, by the way, brought Dominion voting systems to many of these states. These are Republicans, left Republicans, trans Republicans, Georgia. I mean, do we need to walk down the line?" Would you be surprised?
We have three more days until we're back on YouTube. So anything you got to say, say it now.
Well, all right. I'll say this. Somebody took a recording of a meeting, and it's of this guy named Matt Crane. And Matt Crane was the Arapahoe County clerk and recorder, right? And he walked around.
We're going real local. Okay.
Oh, we're going really local. We're going to go that local because it actually brings it back to where it should be.
All right.
So this is, hold on for this. You're going to like it, right? Actually, you're not going to believe it. So Matt Crane walked around the state meeting with 40, 50, 60 people at a time with a document. And I'm going to send this over to Josh. And Josh, you can actually just, I wasn't prepared to show it, but I'll send it over now to you. But in this document, it says that Texas actually did not approve the voting systems in Texas for Dominion because we didn't have the right single ballot properties, right? He wrote that on the paper. That's the only reason. It had nothing to do with security or anything else. So you could debunk that in like 1 minute. So people at the meeting go, "Well, what about what Joe Altman brought to light with Eric Coomer?" And he goes, "Yeah, it's totally false. All of it's fake." That's what he said. "Well, what about Gateway Pundit? What about Lindell? What about all of this stuff?" He goes, "Nope, all of it's fake." Now, trace it back. Guess where Matt Crane's wife worked?
Dominion Voting Systems.
100%. 2010?
Really?
Yes. Got acquired. 2019, she left. Guess what?
Oh, there you go.
Matt Crane, guess what job he just took on?
I don't know, but it feels like you should be adding the word allegedly to a lot of these sentences.
No, it's not allegedly. I have an entire...
It sounds like might be something you have the word allegedly. Even just at the beginning of the paragraph.
It's not allegedly. And it's even worse than that. He now is the chair of or the head of the Colorado Clerk and Recorders for Colorado. He's the head of that. He's the head of it. Right? Guess who he actually sat on panels with and is friends with?
Who?
Eric Coomer. Yeah. You can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't.
And he says, I'm a conservative, I'm a Republican. No, he's not. He's in the belly of the beast, and he's complicit with the behavior because that's what they can do. I'm a really nice guy, and I want to stand up for it. Guy's from Riverside, California, moved to Colorado, right? He's been involved in politics. He's a career politician. He's connected to and hanging out with, oh, by the way, and Pam Anderson, the one that was the head of the Colorado County Clerks and Recorders, the person that oversaw all that, her name was Pam Anderson. Do you know what Pam Anderson actually, why she abruptly resigned on November 13th of 2020? No. She resigned because, you know, the Zuckerberg deal, Zuck gave $400 million for the election stuff. You know, the organization is a nonprofit. Do you know about that?
No.
He actually got caught. I'm sure people do, but people know exactly what it's about. But he gave $400 million and was found that he violated a bunch of laws. And it was called to CTCL, right? And that organization is called, hold on a second, let me actually tell you. All right, hold on.
I'm
going
to have to ask you, Joe.
It's the Center for Technology and Civic Life.
I'm going to have to ask you.
Let me finish. No, I'm not going to circle back.
Jen Psaki, circle back.
No.
Circle back.
So just shut up for a minute. Let me finish. So she actually, while she was the head of the Colorado Clerk and Recorder's Office, right? Clerk and Recorder's Association, right? Was also working with and a part of, at a high level, with the Center for Technology and Civic Life, which is the organization that is run by or given $400 million by Mark Zuckerberg for the 2020 election to interfere with it. So she stepped down abruptly, like walked away. And the person now that's heading up that is none other than Matt Crane, who says that I'm a Republican, right? Yeah, I'm a Republican who walks around lying to people in groups of 40 to 50 people about how safe the election is. This is what we're dealing with. We have a problem on the left. We do. We have a bigger problem on the infiltration, the cancer within the Republican Party and for people that truly care about our constitutional republic. But that's just one example. That's one example of a guy that walks around smiling, who's connected to Eric Coomer, connected to Dominion Voting Systems, that worked closely with Wayne Williams down in El Paso County, who brought Dominion Voting Systems into our state. And you wonder why we don't feel like you can ever have a fair and free election when you have these sleeper cells inside of the Republican Party that are actually doing as much damage as the left is to our society. How? Not one of those people that I actually talked about, not one of those people that I actually talked about collectively has done anything to make life better for anyone in this state or any other state. They just haven't. And when guys like Jim Jordan stand up, I mean, we got to clean out our own closet. We got to clean out our own closet, and then it'll be a lot easier to actually identify the left if we can get rid of the people that are on the left that literally are in the Republican Party and on the right.
Well, I've been watching all the comments. Mr. Producer, go ahead, put up my screen. This great one from Phil. It's time to circle back. No, I mean, these issues are happening everywhere. Not just that we have leftists out of control. We have Republicans who aren't actually conservatives, who have made their entire career claiming to be conservatives. And when it actually comes time to do the right thing and to live out that mantra, they won't do it. Because in a lot of cases, they have ulterior motives. They have financial connections to the very people that you would expect them to go against.
The deep state is partisan or bipartisan. The deep state is bipartisan.
Yeah, it is. There are Republicans. Never forget that the whole Trump Russia lie was bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, but it made it to the FBI by way of John McCain.
Right.
He's the one who laundered it and gave it to the FBI.
But that's what I'm talking about. We are dealing with an entire establishment that is dangerous to the constitutional republic of our country. The entire establishment. We're not talking about a small piece. We're talking about a big piece of what has happened in our country. And if you look at the Republican Party, and this is amazing to me, if you look at the Republican Party, they attack people that do not fit and do not pull in line. If they don't pull in line, if you don't actually follow them in tow and do what they tell you to do, right, they will get rid of you in the Republican Party. So we have to get rid of all of them. We have to start by getting rid of all of them. Just clean house. Get rid of all of them. Every single one of them. Because you can't trust any of them. Because they're all having conversations and talking to Antifa journalists and how do we get rid of this guy and how do we go after this person and forgetting about the people they're supposed to represent. And it is a massive issue. DeSantis, what he is dealing with in Florida right now, it blows my mind as far as people in his own Republican Party that are working against the better interest of what he's trying to do for the people of Florida. Think about that. Think about that. It's dangerous. What they've done to our country is dangerous. It's destroying the fiber of our country. And yeah, I won't drink Coke. And I don't think anybody else here is drinking. If you don't start making decisions to think with your wallet, if you actually don't start doing things to say, I'm done, I can live without it. I can live without Coke. I can live without anything to do with Coke. I can live without it. If you can't start making those decisions, if you can't start taking yourself and peeling yourself away from all of this, then when there is no hope, then you're willing to be complicit in the behavior. I'm at the point where we just have to start talking about how do we take it back? How do we take it back? And then going and doing it and being disciplined enough to go and say, okay, it's going to be difficult, but we're going to have to do it. We're going to have these conversations. We're going to have to say we're done with it. We're done with all of it. We're done with 100% of what we're dealing with right now and having big tech and media and everyone else kind of weaponizing against us. We're going to be done with it. Become a lightning rod. Become the person that actually can be the change that you want to see happen. And then stand together with other people.
So we started the hour talking about the child sex offenders who are illegal aliens. It's kind of transformed into Democrats are bad, which we know they are. Republicans are equally bad. And we're running a fax blast today to put Republicans and Democrats on notice that this specific policy decision that Biden made, suspending, canceling Operation Talon and no longer going after illegal alien sex offenders, sex criminals, child molesters, all the worst of the worst, will not fly. So if you want to stop this and reinstate the program, make sure you join our Fax Blast. On the second hour, we're going to dive into the Supreme Court's decisions. Not decisions, basically punting on the cases in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia. We're going to read a little bit of the dissents from Thomas, Justice Thomas. So if you want to call in and talk about this hour or the next hour, we'll be taking your calls at 888-441-1121. So make sure you call in. I want to play a clip on our way out of this hour. It's really interesting because I wish we would have known about this a couple weeks ago. It would have been very entertaining. Here is a clip of Joe Biden going on a late night talk show and admitting that he once stormed the Capitol and was arrested for illegally entering the Senate chambers. Let's go ahead and play cut number one.
What was that like, walking into the great Senate chamber at 29 years old?
You know, I walked in when I was 21, and I got arrested. It was a Saturday. I was down visiting some friends at Georgetown University, and I came up on a Saturday morning because I was fascinated with the Senate. And they had a Saturday session. I walked up those days, no guards stopping you everywhere, and they just got out of session. I walked in the back. All of a sudden, I found myself in the chamber, and I was stunned. I walked up, sat down the presiding officer's seat. Guy grabbed me by the shoulder, said, "You're under arrest."
Nothing to see.
Where is the call? Is Joe Biden an insurrectionist? Impeach. Is Joe Biden a white supremacist because he entered illegally?
Well, he is a white supremacist. He is. 100% he is. He is.
It's an interesting juxtaposition.
That man has put more black men in prison for long terms than anybody else that could ever even remotely come close to him in public office. And he's the one that sponsored it. The 1994 crime bill. He sponsored it. I have friends that I grew up with that got massive sentences. Massive sentences.
Yeah.
For drug offenses. One caught with 3.5 ounces, got 13 years in prison. Holy crap. And I'm sorry. Yeah. Look, I grew up in an environment where, you know, I had friends that sold drugs. Actually, if you want truth, at 16 years old, I sold drugs. I was a product of my environment. Yeah. I mean,
well,
is that being too forthright to say, hey, listen, I did this? I mean, my parents are probably listening to this podcast going, oh, yeah, I remember that.
I just want to know if when he was 21, when he stormed into that Capitol, I just want to know if he incited any erections. That's what I want to know.
Yeah. But I mean, look, can we be transparent? Can we be authentic? Can we be vulnerable and talk about the fact that I have friends that were changed forever? I mean, they were good people. They were good kids. Yeah, they sold marijuana. I mean, I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area. I get it. They did that. They did that. But they got 13 years. You want to know why they got 13 years? Joe Biden.
Yeah.
That's why they got 13 years. And when they came out 8 or 9 years later, guess what? I have someone that I have known since he was 5 years old, 4 years old. He was my brother's best friend for 30 years. He's like my kid brother. He is my kid brother, right? 19 years old. He is selling drugs. They let him go at the state. So you know what? The feds came in, hooked him up, and put him in prison. Changed his life forever. 18, 19 years old. He wasn't a violent kid. How many times did I see that happen? Over and over and over again. And guess where it happened? In the epicenter of the liberals. I have another friend that works in Utah, that worked on the Utah business revival. His name is Eric Motzos. Awesome guy. Awesome. Awesome, awesome guy. Has stood up for business people in Utah. I mean, in ways that is just very courageous, right? And he was a police officer. You hear some of the stories where he was told that he had a quota. He was told that he had to do things. And he's like, I'm not doing that. You got to have 20 arrests, 20 tickets, or 3 DUIs. Imagine walking around. The only thing that you concentrate on is how you can catch people. And guess what? It was in Salt Lake City. And guess what? They are a bunch of liberals. That's what they are. That whole organization is run by that. So I just ask you, like, if the left stands up for people's rights and they care about equality or even equity, if they even really cared about it, why would they do so much to fill the prison pipeline? Why would they put so many Black and Latinos in prison? And if you don't think that most of the people that are actually arrested and in prison did not come from a liberal environment, do the math. It's like 85% of Blacks, where there's a disparity in Blacks and whites being arrested, came from that environment. Not because they're racist, because they're racist.
So you mentioned this part of the country, Mr. Brewster, put up my screen. A new bill is now nearly on its way to the governor to allow non-citizens to serve as police officers in Utah. So it's completely throwing the entire justice system on its head. Imagine being arrested by a non-citizen and having a non-citizen testify against you at trial and put you in prison. It's just such a strange concept. I can't even believe that this is news.
Listen, we're talking about Operation Talon and the fact that just the basic principles of law. If law and order don't exist, what's your barometer for law and order? I want to ask you that. If you're listening to this right now, what is your barometer for law and order if they basically throw in your face that they don't care about law and order? They will let non-citizens become police officers. They will let sex offenders live next to you. They won't deport them. They won't get that threat away from your family. Yet they walk around and saying, hey, whiteness is a problem. No, a problem is radical leftism. That is a problem. That is actually a cancer to our society. The fact that we want the government to grow and we want to shrink the ability for people to have opportunity in your community, it's a problem. And it starts with everything that they do. We have to start speaking truth. They don't speak truth. They say fake news. Fake news is not saying that's not true. They're liars. No, they're creating what is true. They're saying it's fake news because they say, oh, well, this little part over here, we don't think that's true. They use things like, what do they say? Missing context. How do they know what the context is? This is like Salem witch hunt all over again. We are creating that. Instead of now not being a witch, it's white people. While they lock up my Black and brown brothers and sisters. They literally
conservative.
Oh man.
You don't have to be white. You can just believe different things than them. Right? Conservatives are now domestic terrorists. And as we talked about on the show last week, they're trying to rebrand conservatism as some kind of mental illness, that that's why you doubt the election results.
I doubt the election results because math and science. Math and science. Math and science means something. That's why I question the results. Not some clown walking around that can't even answer a basic question on the transparency of a system. Transparency. Yeah. And do they think that Mike Lindell or anyone else cares about a $1.3 billion lawsuit? We don't care. Call it $6 trillion. Do you think that you're going to scare anyone with $1.3 billion?
The question I've had out of all of this is they keep suing people for billions of dollars. And they keep saying that this person is responsible for all revenue loss.
Yeah, okay.
But how can they all be responsible? Yeah. Like how can you get $1.3 billion from one person, $1.3 billion for another? That would be twice the amount that you claim you're losing.
Right.
So they're not even breaking up. They're just trying to go after everything. It doesn't matter.
It's all rhetoric. It's all rhetoric. It's all just a bunch of rhetoric. Yeah. It's to scare people in our society. We talked about this with Matt DiPerno up in Antrim County. You have the ability with the First Amendment to address redress grievances with your government. Now you're not allowed to do it because a private company is out there doing elections? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I can't question the legitimacy.
Well, we're going to talk about this.
It's
crazy. We're going to talk about this in the second hour. We don't want to go up against a hard break. We're going to come back on the other side of this break and just
hit the share button,
everyone.
Hit the share button.
Hit that share
button.
It's
going to be fun.
And
Now I'm fired up.
The illegal alien pedos didn't do it, but Dominion sure did. So we'll have a fiery second hour. I did insinuate that Joe Biden might have incited something a little inappropriate when he went into the Senate chambers when he was 21 years old. But as Kenny W. has told me on DLive, that wouldn't have been possible. He needs some kind of pharmaceutical to do that kind of thing. So we're being told by experts that there was no incited erection during that insurrection. So we're going to be back on the other side of this break talking about the Supreme Court basically throwing out the case this morning. Make sure you call in 888-441-1121 and we will take your calls on the other side of this quick break.
Ronald Reagan famously said that our freedoms are never more than a generation away from extinction. Conservative Daily exists to make sure that never happens. With our community of 700,000 members, we fight every day to hold Congress's feet to the fire and stop them from surrendering our rights and freedoms. The fight to take this country back is not over. Please join our movement right now by going to conservative-daily.com and clicking the subscribe button to sign up for our free call to action newsletters. We have a chance to save this country, but only if we all work together. Again, this is conservative-daily.com, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button at the top.